gunman killed a woman in Pakistan yesterday. The news stories about this were formulaic for Pakistan. She was killed in the customary manner by assassins on motorcycles who rolled away with impunity. What's remarkable is the way she lived. Parveen Rahman came from Karachi, one of the world's largest cities. She helped thousands of poor people obtain basic services. When I first met her in 2008, she told me she studied to become an architect, but doubted the value of the upscale buildings she learned to design.
So when I graduated, I was very confused. So I worked with a famous architect, and I ran from the office without taking my pay.
You really had a job, and you just walked out the office one day?
Yeah.
What kind of work were you doing?
Designing a hotel, and I didn't understand what I was doing. And I said that since I don't need such a lot of money to do designing and waste my time in this, when I know that who is this serving?
Rahman went to work instead for the Orangi Pilot Project, named after a zone where more than 1 million people live, mostly poor, mostly in illegally built houses, mostly beyond the reach of government services. She became a protege of the organization's founder, a man who encouraged poor people to help themselves, for example, by digging their own sewers or supporting schools.
He was a man who would say, "I'm your grandmother." Yeah? Is it not your grandfather? Why? Because the grandmother gives love, and the grandfather scolds, and he's aggressive. But the grandmother loves, and through love, she's able to encourage and make people grow.
The Orangi Pilot Project followed that gentle model in a place that's not gentle at all. Armed groups contend for power and land. Rahman investigated the workings of her lawless city, writing a paper on who was stealing the city water supply. When she talked of such outrages, she commonly laughed. She spoke of helping people to rise up horizontally, by which she meant people rise together, helping those around them.
Once you rise up horizontally, you take everybody with you. But if you want to rise vertically, then you will rise, but then nobody will be there for you.
That sounds like the difference between a bunch of houses in a Karachi neighborhood and a brand new skyscraper.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, when the gunman on motorcycles found her yesterday, they fired many shots in her car. It was rumored Rahman's organization had run afoul of the Taliban, though the Taliban deny responsibility. When it comes to murder, if nothing else, Pakistan's many armed groups give women equal rights. Yet it's hard to let the gunman have the last word. Better to remember an earlier moment. Once, she told me, an armed group tried to take over her offices. Calling the police would be hopeless, so she called in rival gunmen. The groups eyed each other and all went away without firing a shot. When she told this absurd story of surviving and working on, she laughed.